As the 2012 Conference of Young Alaskans came to a close Saturday, delegates proudly patted their peers on the back, congratulating each other on the final document they produced. The phrases awe-inspiring, empowering, honored, and eye-opening were used countless times to describe the three-day conference. Every delegate seemed positively affected by the experience, including 18-year-old Brad Gusty from Stony River.
I now know issues for other people in Alaska, like their communities and what they want.
The Koya delegates bonded over their passion for Alaska as they discussed issues pertinent to the state. The final result of their discussion and debate was a document that represents the consensus of the group on five topic areas: economic resilience and fiscal policy, education and workforce development, energy and power, and living harmoniously. In addition to oil and coastal management, recommendations include, among other things, reinstating a state income tax, mandating all utilities use net metering at competitive rates, and repealing Article 1, Section 25 from the Alaska Constitution that describes marriage as between a man and a woman. 20-year-old Leontie Williams is one of several delegates selected to present the document to the legislature in March. He was impressed by the unity of the group.
We were all able to put aside our differences and just come together for something greater. It was kind of funny because a lot of us were pretty upset that there was only like 98%. That just comes to show you just what high expectations we have for this and just how unified we feel.
In the final report, the delegates leave Alaskan leaders with this challenge.
Just as our predecessors challenged us, we challenge you to help others to love and cherish our homeland and lead Alaska forward.
The final report will be available at youngalaskans.org later this month. From Juneau, I'm Alice Audison McKean.